Members of District Council 33 have voted to ratify the agreement hammered out between the city and union workers. Ratification comes after an 8-day city worker strike at the beginning of the month that left trash piled up across the city. Of the more than 2,300 votes cast, 65% voted in favor of the contract. Under the agreement, workers will receive a 3% raise each year for the next 3 years, with a $1,500 bonus the first year. There's some hot meat floating around the region. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports it's not sitting on barbecue grills.
Some 40 boxes of meat were stolen from a parked truck in northeast Philadelphia over the weekend. The truck was in the parking area of 9700 Roosevelt Boulevard when its driver felt movement and found people breaking into the rear stealing boxes of meat. Fred Marcinello told our news partner 6ABC he's surprised at the theft.
That's a shame. This used to be a good area, too, to like grow up. But yeah, that's crazy. You got to be real desperate to do something like that.
Paul Houston had a different opinion.
Nothing surprises me these days. Not anymore.
The area has been hit before. Last October, thieves took cases of energy drinks from another tractor trailer near the site of this robbery. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Meanwhile, over in the Garden State, grants are available to community groups and municipalities to help tackle what is known as the urban heat island effect. This happens when pavement, blacktops, and dense buildings contribute to heating urban areas up to 20 degrees warmer than nearby suburban or rural areas. Jonathan Gordon with the New Jersey Board of Public Utilities says the board is looking for creative solutions.
And how can we ensure that someone can use this public space for more than an hour? More than 2 hours, 3 hours, and be able to find a nice, cool, shaded, relaxing place, but also a place where they can build more community connections so that we can build more resilient communities.
Research shows strong community ties lead to greater resiliency in any type of climate-related disasters. 87 degrees, mostly cloudy in Philadelphia.